Now, a Belfast City Council committee will decide tonight if planning permission will be given to allow another 1,000 student housing units to be made available in the city. The three applications being considered are a site at York Street, another at McClintock Street, Blackstaff Square, and the third is on the Dublin Road. That one has caused some controversy, with some residents in the area saying it will be like a holy land in the sky. One of the applications for student apartments, which was actually given the go-ahead a few months ago, was the old Belfast Tech building beside Inst at the Black Man in Belfast. That's right next door to Inst. The developer is Fresh Student Living, and their director of operations is Jane Crouch. Jane, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Jane. How developed is your project?
It's going along very nicely. It's to be completed for August 17th. And you know, some of the wings will be ready before then, but we'll get the building handed over to us from the developers and builders on 17th of August.
So students will come along and they will book a room or book a suite. How does that work?
Yeah, each student will only need to book their own room. So it's not like when you go into the small HMO market where you might have to take a shared tenancy or shared responsibility. So once a student has signed up, all they're responsible for is their rent for their room. But they'll get a room with an ensuite shower and the use of a shared kitchen. Or we also do fully self-contained studios in the building. And then they also have access to social spaces and study rooms as well.
What's the difference between a room and a studio?
The room is within a self-contained flat. So they'll have their own front door. In their bedroom, they'll have a three-quarter double bed, you know, study area, wardrobe, their own ensuite shower room, and then they'll then go and share a kitchen with up to six or seven people that are living in the same flat. A studio is very much self-contained. You know, they'll have their own cooking facilities, but that studio then is within John Bell complex. They still have access to all the staff and the other social spaces. So whilst they may want to be alone, living alone in a studio, they've still got access to the communal areas as well.
How much will a room cost a student a month?
If they wanted a room in a flat, that would be for £125 for a 44-week tenancy. They get a discount if they want to stay with us longer. So they would be charged £120 if they wanted to stay a 50-week period. For a studio, the rent starts at £152, going up to £180. But those studios are suitable for couples to share as well. So actually, if there's two of you sharing, it makes it quite economical.
Yeah, but you're going to need about £500 a month for the basic facility.
Yeah, that it's all inclusive of all your utilities. So once you know how much you're paying per week, that's it. There's nothing else to pay other than, you know, providing for their food and entertainment. So, you know, they get 100 meg broadband here as well. We also provide them with contents insurance with Ensley. So, you know, everything really is covered for them. There's nothing that they need else to find. And it's kind of peace of mind. There's no sudden bills, no shocks, no hidden charges anywhere.
And what about the rules and regulations? Because we have a couple of visions, I suppose, of how students behave. There's the one view, the Holy Lands and the madness. There's the other view, the Elms, which seems very well controlled. Where will Fresh Student Living sit in all of this?
We will be very well managed. You know, we have very detailed tenancy agreements requiring students to behave to a certain standard, you know, and we're part of a national accreditation scheme, and our whole aim is to ensure that students understand what it is to be a good neighbour and how to behave towards each other. Now, we've got site staff here 24/7. We will address problems immediately, and you know, we've got different measures that we can use to ensure students, you know, behave appropriately, not only within the building but also in the wider community.
Will alcohol be on sale in the building?
No. No.
Alcohol will, of course, be allowed in the building, in the rooms. Can you prevent partying in the rooms?
Yes, I mean, we've got rules about number of people that can be in a flat at any one time, and about how many people people can bring into the building. Of course, we want people to feel like it's their home and they can bring guests back. But again, it's remembering that they are responsible for their guests, and that any misbehaviour is going to be addressed, and you know that may then prevent them from having guests coming into the building at a future time.
Do you have a hope that if it is a sparkling new building, they'll treat it like such? One of the disadvantages with the Holy Land is it's a grim area. So if this is a new build and it's bright and airy and pleasing and embracing, that indeed the students will want to keep it like that?
Yeah, that's what we find with purpose-built student accommodation, because it is very well equipped, and you know, it's a kind of an amazing place, an amazing space to live, and people actually treat it really well. They personalise it. They want to show people where they live because they're so proud of it. Parents are really pleased to see, you know, the actual quality of the accommodation, how well maintained it is, how well managed it is, that there's people there, you know, all the time. So if anything does go wrong, or, you know, a light bulb goes, there's somebody there who can rectify it immediately for them.
Another 1,000 places may be given the go-ahead tonight. Do you believe there's the need for all this student accommodation in Belfast City?
This is what the university have been telling me. So, you know, I think, you know, in Belfast, both universities are very keen to, you know, develop their numbers. And, you know, I think it's good for the city. Students bring a lot of wealth into any city, you know, where there are universities. So, you know, the universities are telling me that more accommodation is needed. And I think they want accommodation that's well managed, and, you know, and good quality. So when students do come to Belfast and study here, they have a good impression, you know, of the city and what there is to offer for them.
You don't have many neighbours. There are some houses there with families, but not many. So have you been able to liaise in a positive way with those who live in the streets nearby?
Yes, and we'll always have an open door. So, you know, once the building is open, the manager here, Anna, you know, she will always be available for people to walk in and say hello. We're already getting loads of visitors, just people who are not necessarily interested in booking but want to have a bit of a nose around the building. So, you know, we will always be welcoming to all the neighbours. And, you know, I've spoken to individuals myself when I've been on previous visits to Belfast.
So you feel that you won't have a problem with the old Belfast Tech building. Do you think some of the students in the other locations might have problems?
It's unlikely. I mean, we've managed large-scale buildings in very residential areas, and, you know, people are concerned, understandably, when something of this size comes into their neighbourhood. But once the building is up and running and they can see how well it's managed, actually, it's probably a lot better for them rather than having students in street houses. Because, you know, it's very much managed and contained. And, you know, if there are any problems, which usually is very rare occurrence, that it's easy to go and come and speak to us, and it gets addressed very quickly. So it's not like they will even wait till the morning. You know, there will always be somebody available 24/7 for someone to sort things out for them.
Okay, Jane, it'll be interesting to see if it can live up to your description once it gets up and going.
I'm sure we will.
In August. We'll trust you. We'll trust you on that one. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank. Bye.
That's Jane Crouch from Fresh Student Living. She's the Director of Operations there, talking about the new building, the old Belfast Tech building, the new facility down there. Not many residents to be annoyed. There are some streets, as I say, but what about the other locations, some of which may be given the green light tonight? Do you have worries and concerns? Are you likely to be affected by the students, or maybe added to. Maybe your environment's going to be enhanced by the students. I'd love to hear from you. 90333105. 90333105. And what will become of the Holy Lands 5 years from now? Who'll be living in those little houses? Will indeed it revert to families and Belfast and a feeling of an all-embracing environment in which to live? Or will it become a down-at-heel area? What's the future for the Holy Lands? Do let us know as well. 90333105 077 66 105 105.